الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, you're once again welcome in beautiful silsila Wonders of Quran. In the last episode, we learned about the nomination of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam as a deputy of Allah azza wa jal. And today, another informative topic, the extensive knowledge given to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and we will also talk about the rejection of Iblis La'in, the Satan. Let's find out what do you learn today in Silsila Wonders of Quran. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وبارك وسلم The Islamic brothers, before going towards the topic, for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, let's make few good intentions. Alim al-Niyat, Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amiri Ahl al-Sunnat has given us a mindset. Any good action you're going to perform, don't forget to make good intentions. Because niyatul mu'mini khayrum min amalihi. That intention of a believer is better than his action. Inshallah, we will listen this topic with utmost concentration. Note down the point, remember, and act upon what we learned today. We all need to make this beautiful intention. And inshallah, we will also pass this beautiful knowledge, what we learned today, to others. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Let's proceed towards our today's topic, which is, subhanallah, the extensive knowledge of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Allama Shaykh Ismail Haqqi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, the qutub of his time, subhanallah, has mentioned details of the extensive knowledge of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam in his highly renowned tafsir of Holy Quran, Ruhul Bayan. According to that tafsir, Allah azza wa jal taught Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam the names of all things in all languages. Subhanallah. Names of all angels, and names of all the complete progeny of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Names of all animals, names of all plants, and names of all non-living things. Names of the industries of all the products, names of all the cities and towns, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, names of all birds and trees, and all the beings that will be born until the day of judgment, Allahu Akbar, names of all animates and beings, names of all foods and drinks, names of all bounties of the paradise, Jannah, names of all objects, and even the names of a bowl and a cup, Allahu Akbar. It is mentioned in hadith that Allah Azza wa Jal taught him 700,000 languages. Yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, you're learning this in Silsila Wonders of Quran. And this is in Ruhul Bayan, Volume 1, page 100 in Tafsir of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 31. Subhanallah. What did I say? That it is mentioned in Hadith that Allah Azza wa Jal taught him 700,000 languages. Now, the Holy Quran has mentioned the above mentioned details of the knowledge within a single and a short verse in a miraculous, concise manner. Subhanallah. This is the ijaz of Quran. You see, in a quite comprehensive manner, you see, it explains deep meaning. Subhanallah. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says in Quran, part 1, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 31.
وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And Allah taught Adam the names of all objects. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's learn a few beautiful lessons. Having learned the extensiveness of knowledge of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, let's try to imagine the comprehensiveness of the knowledge of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. What a beautiful comparison the Sahibi Tasneef, the author of this book, has made. Who is not only the chief of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and all prophets, but also the chief deputy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Further it's written, I say by Allah Azza wa Jal, the knowledge of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam does not even hold as much significance as compared to the knowledge of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as a drop of a water in comparison to an ocean, or a dust particle holds in front of the entire earth. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. How can the knowledge of Adam alayhi salam be comparable with that of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? So dear viewers of Madani Channel, how fortunate we are that we are born in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. We should be thankful to this blessing of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala always. And we should love our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam so much. Now, as I mentioned in the introduction of this silsila, that we will be talking about the extensive knowledge of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And also, I said that today we will talk about Iblis La'in, the Shaytan, Satan. Iblis, who is also known as Satan, was not an angel being. This is something to be noted. He was not an angel. Rather, he was a jinn, who was created from fire. He used to remain in the company of angels and was bestowed with a very prestigious and distinguished status in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this information, while I'm reading, it makes me tremble, because he was such an high ranked in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but later he was rejected. And we never know what is going to happen to us. We should always be God fearing. He used to remain in the company of the angels and was bestowed with a very prestigious and distinguished status in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. It has been reported by Sayyidina Ka'b Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala an, that Shaitan served as the treasurer of heavens for 40,000 years and remained in the company of the angels for 80,000 years. Allahu Akbar. He kept on delivering sermons to the angels for 20,000 years. Furthermore, he was designated as a chief of Ruhaniyin for 1,000 years and performed Tawaf of Arsh, the divine throne, for 14,000 years. He was recognized as Abid on the first sky, the worshipper, Zahid on the second sky, Arif on the third sky, Wali on the fourth sky, Taqi on the fifth sky, Khazin on the sixth sky, and Azazil on the seventh sky. In the Lawhi Mahfuz, the secured tablet, he was mentioned as Iblis. He was unaware of his fate and bad end. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala protect our Iman, and may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us life on Iman, and may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq to follow the commandments of Allah, and may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala always keep us humble. However, when Allah Azza wa Jal ordered to prostrate to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Shaitan refused and arrogantly expressed his superiority over Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. In the punishment of this very offense, he was condemned and accursed in the both worlds by Allah Azza wa Jal, and his followers were destined for hell. Therefore, it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, Part 8, verse 12 to 18.
قال ما منعك ألا تسجد إذ أمرتك قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين قال فاهبط منها فما يكون لك أن تتكبر فيها فاخرج إنك من الصاغرين قال أنظرني إلى يوم يبعثون قال إنك من المنظرين قال فبما أغويتني لأقعدن لهم صراطك المستقيم ثم لآتينهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين قال اخرج منها مذءوما مدحورا لمن تبعك منهم لأملأن جهنم منكم أجمعين.
Translation from كنز الإيمان. Said Allah, what prevented you that you did not prostrate when I commanded you? Answered Iblis, I am better than him. You created me from fire, whereas you created him from clay. Said Allah, therefore, go down from here. It does not benefit you to stay here and be proud. Exit, you are of the degraded. He said, give me respite till the day when people will be resurrected. Said Allah, you are given respite. He said, hence I swear by the fact that you sent me astray, I will certainly lay in wait for them on your straight path. Then I will certainly approach them from their front, from their behind, and from their right, and from their left. And you will find most of them not grateful. He, a soldier, said, exit from here, rejected, outcast. Indeed, whoever among them follows your bidding, I will fill hell with all of you. Dear Islamic brothers, what beautiful pearls and what beautiful lessons can we learn from this incident? In this strange incident mentioned by the Holy Quran, there are several clear lessons and warnings for us, no doubt. That's why Allah Azza wa Jal has related this incident at seven places in the Holy Quran in different words and various ways. You can understand the importance that has repeatedly mentioned in different surahs of Quran. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, what lessons we get from this incident mentioned in Holy Quran? The major moral lesson for us is that we should never be proud or arrogant on our righteous deeds. Similarly, a sinful person should never lose the hope of forgiveness, as the ends and final fates are unknown to common people. Salvation, nijat, and success is actually depending upon the ending of the worldly life. If a devout person suffers bad end, losing faith in Islam, he will be destined for the hellfire, and if a sinner dies of a good end, he will dwell in the paradise forever. May Allah Azza wa Jal, the most compassionate, bless every Muslim with a good ending and protect from the bad end. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. The second important lesson we learn, dear viewers, that we also come to know whether someone is an alim, scholar, or an illiterate, either a devout or a sinner. Every individual should remain vigilant and should strive to secure himself from the evil temptations of shaitan. And finally, shaitan has announced to attack human beings and misguide them by shaitanic whispers from left and right and back and forth, and we have to save ourselves from him. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, in this silsila, Wonders of Quran, beautiful information we got today about the extensive knowledge of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and rejection of shaitan. So inshallah, keep watching Madani Channel and keep learning the knowledge. Inshallah, see you soon, and keep watching only Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim.
The light of guidance for all mankind, amazing miracles you will find. The wonders of Quran, the wonders of Quran, the wonders of Quran.